King of Heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me.
FM 90.3 WJTL 10th Avenue North. Control Somehow You Want Me. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning. This is Senator Katie with your weather for the week. We have a heat advisory through Friday at 8 p.m. this week. Today, mostly sunny and hot with a chance of showers and storms and a high of 95. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 72. Friday, partly sunny and hot with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 94. Saturday, partly sunny and hot with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 91. And Sunday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88. It's currently 72 and sunny.
Our friend Kevin King is here. Kevin, the Executive Director of Mennonite Disaster Service. Good morning again to you, Kevin.
Yes, good morning. Good
Love
to be
having
here,
you
Liam
here.
And Fred.
Now, I know you have a story to tell, but before you tell that story, I think it's very interesting that God really prepared you for the work you're doing now as a child on the farm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I grew up on a potato and dairy farm in Chester County with six brothers. Yes, six brothers. No sisters. Our barn caught on fire, and before the embers even were cooled, neighbors were coming up over the hills with hay and heifers and a helping hand. And it was such a powerful impact as a young person to be on the receiving end, left a lasting impression on me.
Yeah, it's
and
really.
I think it just empowered, and the impact of a neighbor helping neighbor is lifelong.
Yeah. And that's what Mennonite Disaster Service
is all about, is serving others in the name of Christ and making a difference.
Yeah. How about stories about how God has worked through what you do?
Well, you got a couple hours, Fred and Liam. We can do one that still sticks with me is back in May of 2011. I know it's going way back. Joplin, Missouri. It was a Sunday afternoon. Just finished high school graduation, and the sirens went off in town. Tornado touchdown was one of the most destructive tornadoes on the ground for 22 miles, up to three-quarter to a mile wide, destroying Home Depots, Lowe's, Bath Body, schools, residences, churches. 185 people perished in that tornado.
Wow.
Mennonite Disaster Service volunteers were on the ground Monday morning, cleaning up, picking up. I arrived there finally on Thursday. And I was led around by Leland, and he was showing me back and forth. And finally I said, Leland, I got to get out and walk. I walked down the street. It was Pennsylvania Avenue, come to think of it.
That's funny.
And there was a gentleman standing in front of his house, just frozen, looking up in the sky. And I approached him. I said, excuse me, sir, are you the homeowner? Yeah. Oh, sorry for your loss. Where were you when the storm hit? Dogs jumped out the window. Dogs tried to get back in. We tried to make it to the basement, but couldn't. So there we were on the kitchen floor. I said, you survived. And he kept looking up now and then at my shirt, Mennonite Disaster Service. He said, Mennonite? Yeah. I said, have you heard of us before? Huh. The only thing I salvaged out of my house was a Mennonite community cookbook.
Huh.
I said, I'm Kevin. He said, I'm Al. I said, what's with the cookbook? Oh, I used to work at a restaurant, but you know, I lost my job. A couple weeks ago, you know, when you lose your job, you get this unemployment check. You have to decide, what are you going to do? On electric, light bill, or insurance? The insurance of my house ran out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Well, Al's was the first house we built.
Wow.
And with partnership with, again, with many of these others that I said earlier.
Yeah.
And, of course, at the home dedication, we gave him a Bible, a quilt, and a Mennonite cookbook.
That's awesome.
That's great, man.
So the powerful impact of these volunteers from Lancaster County and beyond is making a profound difference in people's lives and on our volunteers as well. Double impact.
Yeah.
Communities, homeowners, putting our faith into action.
Yeah. So earlier you talked about pray, pay, go.
Yes.
That's how we could get involved. But
absolutely.
how can, I mean, you think about Joplin, Missouri, and you think about that terrible event that happened.
Yeah.
How can we as a church or we as people prepare for if we're involved in something
Thank you for asking
so
catastrophic? That question. I think some of the key things we can do, actually tonight, listeners or anyone, go home tonight, go into every room of your house and take a picture, four pictures, each four ways, and send those pictures to yourself on email so that when you're, God forbid, in your disaster, you have a flood, fire, freeze, and you're asked to list your possessions. I almost guarantee you, you'll have a hard time because your brain is not thinking.
Right.
But you can go even to the library. If you lost everything, go to the library, pull up your email, and you'll have those pictures. Take pictures of your documents. Same thing. So that when we are prepared and when our congregations are prepared, we can help our neighbors in need instead of focusing on ourselves.
Right.
And so let's be more prepared. Have a go bag so that if we have to evacuate for 3 days, know where you're going to meet up with your spouse or your children. If you suddenly have to leave from school, work, or you're traveling, have a contact. We have a contact with our father-in-law in Tennessee. That's our point of contact. If we all have to go to our phones immediately, unfortunately, our cell phone systems will not handle it.
Right.
So we have to be prepared. Trim our lamps. Let's be prepared so that we can serve others in need.
Yeah. If somebody's listening and they're like, I would love to get involved. Mm. I would love to be on call as a volunteer in the event of a disaster. How can you do that?
Yes. Go to our website, mds.org, MennoniteDisasterService.org. We need you. We'll be in 9 states this fall, from California to Florida to Maryland to Kentucky, Selma, Alabama, Port Charlotte, Florida. We're still, years ago, disasters happened. We're still there. We may not be the first ones to arrive. We're not first responders, but we're often the last to leave.
Wow.
In Katrina, we were there for 7 years.
Amazing.
And so, that being long after the media is gone, sorry, no offense, Katie, but our volunteers are there helping to rebuild and restore. Restore hope, we often say.
Yeah.
It's a powerful, powerful witness.
I love that. An opportunity for you to pray for what's going on at Mennonite Disaster Service. Pay. You could support them financially, or you could become a volunteer and go check it out online, mds.org. Kevin, it was so great to have you back in the studio.
Thank you for your ministry, and God bless the listeners out there. You may be having your own personal disaster. Reach out. There are people out there that could help you and pray for you as well. So God bless you in your ministry.
Oh, God bless you as well. Back to the music. Here's Carrie Jobe, Cody Carnes. This is The Blessing on WJTL.